With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Single Mom Podcast, Episode 66. Do you ever feel that there's nothing more to you than just mom? Being mom, that's all there is to you anymore? In today's episode, I talk about why it is so important that we ensure that there is more to us than just being mom. All of those dreams and visions and goals that you had for yourself before you had kids, making sure that you find a way to incorporate those into your life so that you feel like more of a whole person.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high-quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.
This is the Single Mom Success Podcast. Our mission is to help single moms find advice, support, ideas, and hopefully some humor along the way to help them navigate through this crazy single parenting gig and build the most amazing lives for themselves and their children. Please be sure to stop by thesinglemomblog.com for more great articles, free downloads, giveaways, and more. Now, let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to this episode of the Single Mom Podcast. I hope you are having a wonderful day today. So, today's podcast is actually based off of a quote that I recently heard. I think I was watching The View, and I heard this quote, and it stuck with me for a little while, and I thought, I really want to do a podcast about that. So the podcast is actually by, I think he's a psychologist. His name is Charles Jung, or Jung. And the quote is, or the statement that he made was, "Nothing has a stronger influence on a child than the unlived life of a parent." And that really kind of struck me. And they talked about it on the show, and it sort of has been just sitting and churning in my head. And it's really interesting, and it brings up a lot for me because, you know, I think as moms and as parents, but as single moms especially, we will and we have often put our lives on hold to take care of our children and our families, because that's just simply what has to be done. That's, we're the one who needs to take care of everything. We're the one that needs to keep all the balls in the air. We're the one that needs to do everything that needs to be done. And it is almost inconceivable, I think, for most of us that we do anything else other than that. And it kind of comes back to a belief and a feeling that I had a long time ago that I felt for many, many years that I had lost myself, that I had just become a mom. I was Connor and Gage's mom and then later Brooklyn's mom. And that was the whole of my existence. That was all there was to me. There's nothing more, just that. That was all I became. And I did so out of necessity, and I did so because that's what I needed to do, obviously, to take care of my family and my kids. But in doing so, I put on hold anything and everything that had to do with who I was or who I wanted to be, or any goals or dreams or hobbies or aspirations that I had. They just stopped. I didn't do them anymore. And I slowly came to realize in increments that I definitely needed to do these things in order to hold on to a bit of myself. And so every so often I would do things that I enjoyed, that I had fun doing, but it was very, very hard for me because after my son was hurt, and after dealing with a social services case and everything else, I trusted very few people with my children. And so I didn't always have a sitter or somebody I could leave my kids with. So, and the few people that I did trust with my kids were the people that I would go out with because they were my friends. So, you know, normally if I wanted to go out, I would go with my friends, but my friends were the only people I trusted with my kids. So I was stuck. So I spent many years really just not being able to do much of anything to sort of fill myself back up, or, you know, that, what's that adage? You need to fill your cup and only, you know, feed other people from your saucer. Your cup needs to overflow into your saucer. People drink from your saucer, not from your cup, because then you have nothing for yourself. I'm pretty sure I mangled that analogy, but you kind of get the idea, hopefully. You have to feel whole. You have to be complete yourself before you can really, really be helpful or good for anybody else. And I find that we as single moms, and I know me especially, we often give and give and give and give so much without ever really replenishing ourselves, without doing something that makes us feel whole again, that we become sort of this empty shell, this mom shell, right? Where that's all there is. Mom can be there. Mom can be at the PTA meetings. Mom can be there for the events. Mom will be there for the face painting. Mom will be there for the parent-teacher conference. Mom will be there for the soccer game. Mom will be there to cook dinner. Mom will be there to help with homework. Mom will be there to fix your pants when they rip. Mom will be there to take you to the doctor, right? And we do all of these things, but we're not being there for ourselves. We're not doing the things that we need to do for ourselves. And we're not living the lives that we want. And we've put the things that used to be very important to us aside. And at some point in our lives, that may have made sense. And that may have been important. And it may have even been necessary in order to just get to a point where we had our heads above water. But once we get there, I think it is so very important that we find something for ourselves, because otherwise, and I've said this before, we are no good to our kids if we are not our best selves. And whether that means taking care of depression, if you're dealing with depression, or, you know, taking care of an addiction that maybe you're having to deal with, or, you know, taking care of your health, you know, making sure that you're healthy for your kids, whatever it may be. And part of taking care of yourself and being whole for your kids is making sure that you are not, you know, dealing with that, I have a life that I didn't live. Right? Is it hurting my family or my children? Because somewhere, you know, deep down, we aren't fully alive, because all of those things that are important to us, they didn't stop being important to us. We just pushed them to the side. If you loved writing, but you never do it anymore because you feel like, God, I just don't have the time or the energy, you know, that's a part of you that is important, that fills you, that brings you joy, that helps complete you as a person, and you're denying that to yourself. For me, it's going out and singing, and I don't get to do it very, very often, but, you know, I still get to go every so often, and it makes me feel good, and I enjoy myself, and it fills me up, and it brings me happiness. And, or art, you know, I recently found out that I really, really love art. And, you know, I found lately that I've gotten so busy that I haven't done it. And I know that who I am and how I feel has suffered for it. And so whether it's painting or drawing or doodling, you know, whatever, there's something that I always try and do to sort of help with that art. I like doing stamps and making cards and stuff like that. So that fills that creative little void for me where I have just a little bit of it. And it doesn't have to take over your whole life or your whole day. It's not necessarily that I'm sitting here telling you, ditch your kids and go live the life you've dreamed. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, though, is having a full life for yourself, even if it's just a little bit, it is so much better than nothing, right? So if you have some dream or goal or vision, start trying to figure out how to bring that back into your life. Things that you enjoyed. If you love singing, sing while you're doing the dishes. Sing while you're doing the laundry. Who cares? Like, sing, enjoy it, girl, do it, right? It fills you with joy. So make it happen. I used to sing all the time, and now I find myself doing it again because I'm so much happier than I've been in a while. But I noticed that I just sort of muted myself because I felt like, why am I doing this? This is a silly thing to do. I've got too much other stuff to do. I've got to work on this. I've got to work on that. I shouldn't be singing. I mean, I can still do those things and sing. I don't know what I was doing, but for some reason there was a switch in my brain that I turned on that said, oh, I'm a mom now. And while that is the most important job I will ever have, it doesn't have to be the all-encompassing thing that I am. It doesn't have to be every single bit of me. There is another part of me than just mom. There is Heather, and there is a person who loves art, and a person who loves to sing, and a person who loves to dance like a doofus when her favorite songs come on. My daughter hates it. And in fact, we actually had a conversation about this because I recently started just, you know, when certain songs were on in the stores that we're in, I just sort of start bebopping around and dancing. And she's just like, oh my God, mom, stop, stop doing that, stop. And I'm like, I am not going to stop. Stop telling me to stop. She's like, you're embarrassing me. I said, you know what? Here's the thing. I need you to understand something. Life is too damn short. And if I always say that we should do things that make us happy, if this is something that makes me happy, why should I stop doing it? And why would you want to deny me the ability to be happy? It's not hurting you in any way. Not really. I said, and while you're embarrassed, I said, maybe dance with me. Dancing makes me happy. I know dancing makes you happy. You do it all the time in the house. Why are you embarrassed in the store? Just dance with me. Why not? Life is so short. You should take your happiness and your joy anytime you can get it. There's enough bad stuff in the world that joy and happiness, when you can have fun, take it. Do it. Take those little tiny moments of joy and revel. You know, and she's like, oh, hey, mom. I'm like, don't tell me not to dance again. Seriously. I will, because then it will just, I'll make it worse. I'll do it bigger and louder. She's like, okay. So, you know, but start thinking about who you were before you had your kids, the things that you liked, that you enjoyed, the dreams that you had, the plans that you made, right? Were you going to go to school? Were you going to be a dancer? Were you going to be a singer? Did you enjoy art? Did you want to write a book? Do you want to start your own business, right? There are so many things that you can do. It's almost impossible to not do those things anymore. And yes, I know that if it's, you know, oh, if I want to go to school, you have to pay for school. Yes, you do. But you can also get student loans and grants, and that can help you. And yes, you do have to pay them back, but that can help you. If going to school and getting your degree in something is something that you are passionate about, by all means, go do it. And there is nothing keeping you from doing it because almost every school has the opportunity to go to school online. So you have the ability. It's just a matter of putting yourself in a, not necessarily first, because I know we will always put our kids first, but put yourself damn far up there, right? Like, you should be right there neck and neck. You both should be tied at first, okay? Because, you know, I know that my kids come before anything, but I also am very important because, you know, we as a single mom, we're the one that makes the whole ship go. So if we keep dragging and dragging and dragging and keep putting ourselves further and further and further behind, at one point, we're not going to be capable of taking care of all of those things that we put in front of ourselves anymore. We're just not. We're not going to be able to make it work. We're going to completely collapse. We're going to completely fall down from exhaustion and break down and not be able to function. And in all honesty, if you're not putting yourself up there on the priority list and making sure that you are whole and happy and pursuing the things that are important to you, not just that your kids bring you joy, but other things in your life bring you joy and happiness and fulfillment, then you're doing not the best job at all of those things that you're putting ahead of you anyway. You're giving 10% or really you're giving 100% of the 10% that you have left, which is not good, right? So what are those dreams and those goals and those visions and those things that we talked about the beginning of the year? Setting those goals. If some of those goals and visions that you put down did not include doing some stuff for yourself, then go back and rewrite them, because that is so important. You know, if you've thought to yourself, well, I always thought I would really enjoy a pottery class. Maybe I'll take a pottery class. Okay, there's a lot of local areas, like there's a lot of rec centers that will have pottery classes at a minimal cost. They don't cost very much. If you've always wanted to learn how to code or draw or, you know, do any number of things. There are classes online on places like Udemy where you can pay a minimal amount and they completely walk you through how to do things. If you wanted to learn how to build your own website, or, you know, there's so many different options out there that, you know, weren't available years ago for single parents or anybody really, but for us especially. So there are so many outlets that you can go to. If you're interested in learning creative stuff, there's an online place called Craftsy where they have the same thing, where you can pay a minimal fee and they walk you step by step through all of these different crafting processes, you know, stamping and watercoloring and drawing and acrylic painting and all sorts of things, sewing, crocheting. I'm sure there's tons of other things on there, but I've taken a couple of classes on those and I love them. They're great. They're great for inspiration. They give me more information and I learn new tips and tricks and techniques that I didn't know before. But those things are available to you where you don't even have to leave the house. You don't have to worry about a babysitter, and you can take them at your own pace. You can sign up for the class and take the little videos as you can, you know, do a couple every night after you put your kids down to bed, right? The same with online college. You don't necessarily have to show up at a classroom in person. You don't even have to do your work at a certain time. You can study anytime you want. You can do your assignments as long as they're in by a certain day and time. Then you have that ability to get those things done. You have, you know, if it's anything like mine, you have to post an answer to a question that the teacher gives by like Wednesday or Thursday or something. And then you have to answer at least two or talk about at least two posts that your other classmates did. And then you have a paper due at the end of the week or every other week, depending on the class, right? Or a project that you have to do or whatever. It depends on the class you're in. So you have those options as well. And with scholarships and grants, typically you don't have to pay anything. Obviously, you do have to pay the student loans back when you're done with college, but you're still able to take these classes without worrying about paying until after you're done. There's a lot of free, like Khan Academy. That's absolutely free. It's just free to go and learn things. So if your goal has been to expand your knowledge and learn something and grow from whatever, wherever you're at, if you are working at a job and you're like, man, you know I could get a raise or get a promotion if I knew X, Y, and Z. So then let's figure out how you can learn X, Y, and Z. If getting that promotion is something that will help you grow and fill yourself and really feel whole. But ultimately, remember that, you know, as a single mom, you're not stuck. You're not. There's so many different options out there for you. There's so many alternative ways that you can, you know, fill up your cup and do stuff for yourself. And if you're like me and singing is something that you want to do, see if you can figure out a way to, you know, get a sitter one night every couple of weeks and go out and sing karaoke with some friends. I mean, you may not, karaoke is, you know, like some people think it's kind of lame, but if you're a singer, you enjoy it, right? It's fun. And it's, you know, even if it's a little hokey or you feel it's a little dumb, there's nothing wrong with going out and having a little fun and being dumb every once in a while, you know, have some fun, go do fun stuff. You know, if you're not able to do that, maybe schedule a play date with another mom where you can take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese or McDonald's and get some dollar, you know, nuggets for the kids or whatever, and let them play in the play area, and you and the mom have some time to just chat, have some adult conversation. I know that there's many times, you know, as I, you know, through the years as I was a single mom, where I was just like looking for any adult that would talk to me for a period of time. My friend's mom, I have a friend who, our daughters are best friends and we're good friends. And, she is my, you know, she comes to drop off her daughter, pick up her daughter, and I go out there and chat with her for a few minutes because it's just nice to have an adult to talk to for a couple minutes to be like, hey, what's going on with you? Hey, what's going on with you? Oh, how's work? And, you know, oh, have you been dealing with this with your daughter? Yes, me too. Oh my God. Right. So having that camaraderie is very helpful too. And if you don't have that and you're very isolated, which can happen a lot when you're a single mom, is feeling very isolated. Again, that does not help you. It doesn't make you feel whole. You're isolated, you're alone, and you're putting all of these things in front of taking care of yourself. So put yourself back at the front of the line. You should be right there almost next to your kids. Okay, because if mom's not taking care of herself and mom's not doing good, then mom's no good to her kids. And you are, and they're going to feel it. Like I've said many, many times before in different posts, they can tell when you're stressed, when you're worn down, you behave differently, your temper's a lot shorter, you're exhausted, you don't feel like doing stuff, right? So just work on whatever you need to do. And if, you know, maybe it's something where you save up a little bit. I don't know where you are, but I know here where I am locally, there's a place called Color Me Mine or something like that, where if you like to paint, you and your kids can go and you can find a piece of pottery and you paint it and they bake it for you. And then you come back and pick it up and you have this little pottery thing. And it's a fun little, you know, event. And it helps feed that art, you know, thing that you like to do. There's a lot of places, it's Canvas and Cocktails, that's a big one, or there's, you know, different places that have different little names, but it's all essentially the same thing. You sit down, you learn how to paint something, and you drink some wine, right? Or, and it's not exceedingly expensive. And a lot of times you can find things like Groupon. Look on Groupon, because sometimes there's some great little adventures that you can have for yourself, and they're cheap. You know, they're discounted. So there are many different ways that you could potentially find, and they don't necessarily even have to cost money. If you love just getting out in nature, or you feel like you just need to take some time away, I highly always recommend nature. Going out, and right now it sucks kind of because it's cold, so if you're going to do it, you're going to freeze a little bit, but depending where you live. But for me, when it's nice outside, and if I'm having some, you know, really hard months or weeks, or it's just been stressful, I'll send my kids to school or whatever, and then I drive up to the mountains for like an hour or two, and I just sit, I find a nice spot, I drive until I find a place where I can just kind of pull off and then sit in somewhere peaceful. There's a place up here called Garden of the Gods. I go there all the time. It's got beautiful red rock formations. I will drive up there and just spend part of my day and drive back down and pick up my daughter from school. It's just a way for me to take some time and just be alone, be in the quiet, not have any demands on me, and just sort of come back to a nice place of center. If you can do that, and it doesn't cost anything except for maybe some gas, okay? But if you can do that, and that helps you, it doesn't cost you anything. There are many ways if you're having, you know, if money's tight, which I know it almost always is with us, you know, single moms, we have very strict budgets most of the time. See if you can't maybe every month figure out a way to squirrel away or save, you know, 50, 60 bucks. Go get a massage. Do things that help you. But most definitely, you know, going back to this thought of, you know, an unlived life of a parent, if your children, you know, see you kind of wasting away, and I've seen it with my kids too, where they're like, you seem stressed, you seem, so even when I'm not stressed, my sons will ask me, they're like, are you okay? Are you sure? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. They tend to worry about me more than I worry about them anymore. And that's not what I want, right? So I've had to make sure that I take the steps needed to make sure I'm back in a good place where my kids know that I'm happy and I'm fulfilled and I'm living a life that I love so that my children can move forward in their lives and then emulate that. They can go forward and understand when I need help, I ask. When I'm not doing well, I need to get back to where I am. If I'm feeling down, I need to work on that. If I'm not taking care of me, that's a problem. I need to make myself a priority, right? I want that to be the lesson that my kids learn from me so that, you know, they can be the best people possible. So make sure that you are doing something that helps you get back to who you truly are and not just mom. Don't just be mom. There's more to you than mom. And it is very important that you find ways. And again, I'm not suggesting you just give up taking care of your kids and run off to the Caribbean, though I'm pretty sure we've all imagined that at one point or another. But I'm saying, if you love art, if you love music, if you love writing, if you wanted to learn how to be a lawyer, if you wanted to figure out how to go to medical school, now obviously that you can't learn online. However, you can take prerequisite classes because every college requires that you take like college writing and a math class and a history class. And so there's all these prerequisites that you have to take before you can ever move forward in those fields. You can definitely do those online. So, you know, figure out what will help make you feel more whole and feel more than just mom. And work on ways to make that happen for yourself so that you can be the full person that you need to be the best mom that you can be for your kids. So I hope you found this helpful. Please, please visit the blog. I would love to hear how you found ways to do things for yourself. What have you done to really help kind of make sure that you don't feel like you're just mom, that there's something else to you? Do you have a side business? Do you paint? Do you write? Are you a musician? Do you record music? Are you like me? And every so often you go out to karaoke. What are you doing to really fulfill that other side of you that's not the parent, but the person? So I would love to hear from you. Please make sure you comment on the Single Mom blog .com for this post or on the podcast feed that you're listening on. I would love to hear from you or on Facebook as well. So have a wonderful day. Do not forget that you are absolutely amazing. You are a rock star and you are awesome. Take care and have a good day. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and that you found it inspirational in some way. Don't forget to visit thesinglemomblog.com for more of our podcasts, articles, downloads, and free giveaways. I hope that you have a fantastic day and never forget that you are amazing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.